Now, what happened to Scott? Because he heard your voice, and now he's writing things about you, places. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the breakdown there? They just can't trust it, or what's the problem?
No. He doesn't know. Look, he's a stranger in a foreign land trying to find his way back home. Okay, let's say you're smart enough to get a PhD, right?
Okay.
All right, let's say you're smart enough to get 7 PhDs.
Okay.
All right, I don't know how smart you need to be 7 PhDs. If you're smart enough to have 7 PhDs, you should be able to get your tent poles and your butcher knives back from Jeffrey in Rhode Island. You should be able to do that. But if you're not, then you have to pontificate on the postulated position that would allow information to flow freely and easily to you on your behalf or within your stead. Okay, so it's very easy for you to get sideways with tactile visceral knowing, just as Thomas Pynchon laid out so reverently in Gravity's Rainbow. Bob reads it once a year. Rob reads it once a year. It's about time for him to start reading again. It's a sad thing. He sleeps more than he reads, just so you know. He sleeps a lot more than he reads. But anyway, it's just time for him to read that again. He reads it once a year, whether it needs reading or not. So then what happens is he finds himself trying to quantify Scott into one. He has lots of names.
It's not
the right name. He doesn't even know what his name is, so he can't get a gun. It's a sad day. So then what happens is he starts trying to force the position that he knows something outside of what he can embrace. Because
Scott, not me. You're describing Scott.
Yeah, we're describing
Correct.
Scott. We're not talking about
That's
you, Bob.
Except you do sleep a lot while you read. You do that.
I just want to make sure. So he hears you. He knows some. Is he trying to be special or unique?
No,
or what is he
trying to be?
He's
trying to extrapolate the knowing that he can't know. There's parts in this file. There's parts in this thesis. There's parts in this question, okay, that he can't quite solve, which puts it into a theorem that he has to embrace. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let me ask you about that. On some level of himself.
He comes to the wrong conclusions more times than not because he won't embrace the rest of the information to make a good hypothesis. Good.
On some level of himself, at the ascended level, he knows everything. So the problem is just his separation, stranger in a strange land trying to go home. That's
well,
his separated position.
He won't have it. He won't have it because he knows it. He knows. I know. I'm very smart. Did I tell you that?
No.
Did I mention how smart I am? I'm very smart. I'm very smart. I'm very, very smart. No, you don't understand. I've read some things, and I know I'm smart. Mm. I read things that said I'm smart. And I know who Bucky Fuller is. And Bucky Fuller said some stuff that I like and I agree with until I don't. And then I move on to something else. And then everything
Time out. Thank you. What is the difference between, say, now I'm not comparing them. So let's not jump on Ginny.
Me and Scott. Let's hear about
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
Bob and Scott.
I'm going to say Carolyn, because Carolyn is smart.
Carolyn is very smart.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
Carolyn
smart.
Carolyn is very smart, and she knows a lot of things, but she is open to new information. So is that the difference, that she's willing to be open to new information and even challenge what she thinks she knows?
No, she doesn't do that. She knows what she knows, but she listens to everything. And it's kind of like whether or not to embrace hyaluronic acid. See, she pushed against that in the early days, and now she embraces it completely because it's a great supplement position for the dermis. See, so now she knows it well. But in its first lick,
like, easy. It's too much. It's too heavy. And then she looks at that again, and she says, oh, yeah, I like that. She embraces it.
What acid is that, Ion?
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, hydroonic?
No,
hyaluronic.
Yeah, Carolyn can spell it for you. She knows it really good.
Okay. All right, so that's
Ginny,
good. So
Ginny, so stop. She does a lot of things like that, meaning there's a lot of things that she embraces, that she says to see. Let's look at it. Let's look at it objectively. Carolyn looks at everything objectively, meaning let's look at the big. Do you realize she didn't wake up hating the antibiotics? Do you know that? There's nobody in this goddamn waxed up ball of fucked up shit in this world right now who hates antibiotics more than Dr. Carolyn Dean. Nobody hates
I do.
More than she does.
Look, the aliens are coming to me. They want to kill humanity. They're coming to the right guy who will help them.
But she didn't wake up hating antibiotics. She didn't do that. She looked at it objectively, and she looked at what it does, and she says, wait a second. This is a reach. This is we're borrowing a conditioned response to make the force the body to respond. She said, that's great, but then you're going to have another one, and then you got to have another one.